What is the important point you would like to share?
Yeah, what my suggestion now for the viewers that try to buy a strong bag.
Yeah, reliable and durable.
Reliable, durable bag, because sometimes people buy not reliable or not very durable bag. Sometimes bag gets broken in the journey, during the journey, and whole journey is difficult. So try to buy a durable bag.
Durable and reliable.
And more good that you have a bag with the trolley, tires,
wheels.
It's more easy to carry. And then when you want to buy ihram, so if you are buying from any shop, take the ihram and wear over there.
Right.
Right. Check your because some ihrams are not for your size. And if you buy it, and then when you wear at the time of travel, it's difficult for you. Because if it's not on your size, then you feel difficult.
It's always good to try.
And try to buy two ihram, one for cotton and one for towel. And make a combination of that. That one shawl.
The upper shawl should
upper
be
shawl
of the cotton.
Should be a towel for towel.
Okay, for
and the lower shawl is for cotton. So cotton one is easy to wear as a tahban, as a lower shawl, and upper shawl buy for towel, because if you sweat, so the towel one will absorb your sweat and you feel easy. So it's this combination is good for ihram. The another tip is that buy a durable and soft sleepers, and because in the state of ihram we must wear specific sleepers. So let's see the specification or the example or sample of sleepers. So when you buy this, try to check after wearing this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. When you buy this, try to check it at the shop, or if you wear it, try to walk with it. Because if you don't feel comfortable there, so change it. Otherwise, if the sleepers are not comfortable with you, then maybe you feel,
uncomfortable
there. And if these sleepers are okay for you, then buy two or three pairs. Because if one of your sleepers, it could be lost or broken, then you have another pair. Because there, it's difficult to find the sleepers which are comfortable with you. So that's why try to buy a sleepers. And my suggestion is that wear your lower shawl, especially for ihram. Let's move towards the video in which we explain the method of wearing ihram. So after that, inshallah, I say something more.
The Islamic Business, let's watch the method of ihram.
میرے میٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں, اب آپ کو احرام باندھنے کا طریقہ سکھاتے ہیں. احرام میں اوپر کی جو چادر ہے وہ تولیے کی ہو, اور جو تہبند ہے وہ لٹھے کا. اب یہ باندھنا کیسے ہے, یاد رہے, احرام جب آپ باندھیں گے جسم پر کوئی اور لباس نہیں ہوگا, نہ سر پر ٹوپی یا امامہ ہوگا. اب یہ چادر احرام کی کس طرح باندھی جائے گی, یہ آپ تمام بل اس کی ختم کر لیں, ان دونوں کناروں کو آپس میں ملا لیں, اور اگلا والا جو کنارا ہے اس کو تھوڑا سا کپڑے کو زیادہ رکھیں. اب اس حصے کو جتنا آپ نے ٹائٹ کرنا ہے اتنا ٹائٹ کر لیں. اس کے بعد آپ یہاں لے کر آئیے, اور اب ان دونوں کناروں کو پھر ملا کر آپ اس طرف لے آئیے. اب اس کے بعد جتنا آپ نے ٹائٹ کرنا ہے اتنے آپ بل دے دیجیے. آپ دیکھ سکتے ہیں کہ اب یہ احرام آپ کا بالکل ٹائٹ ہو چکا ہے. اس طرح باندھنے کی برکت سے آپ کا ستر بھی محفوظ رہے گا, احرام بھی نہیں کھلے گا, اور اب بیلٹ کی بھی حاجت نہیں. تولیے کا جو احرام اوپر ہو اس کی سائز ضرور چیک کر لیجئے گا کہ اس سائز کیا ہونی چاہیے. سائز ناپنے کا طریقہ یہ ہے کہ آپ احرام پہن کر چیک کر لیں کہ آپ کے سائز کے مطابق ہے, اور اس کا جو آخری سرا ہے یہ گھوم کر اس طرف آ جائے. اگر یہ اس طرف آ جائے گا تو اب آپ کو رکوع میں اور سجود میں آسانی رہے گی, احرام بار بار ڈھلکے گا نہیں. لبيك
after that, mashallah, after watching this video, try to, you know, make your ihram like this again and again. Wear your ihram, then open, then wear,
try again and again.
Because for the men, it's big question mark that how to wear ihram and how to take care of it.
Because people are not used to it.
Because of that, they feel, you know, uncomfortable and they try to get rid of ihram. And it's not good. Because ihram is a blessing. All life we are praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give us chance to wear ihram. And when we wear ihram, we try to, you know, free from ihram.
We try to remove it.
Yeah, remove it very quick. So if you wear ihram and feel comfortable in your home, my suggestion is that wear your ihram and sleep whole night in your room. Then you feel free. If you are friendly with ihram, then you enjoy your all travel. Then you are not in a hurry to perform Umrah fast
and remove your
ihram. So yes. Inshallah, if you are comfortable with your ihram, if you are comfortable with your sleepers in your country,
your Umrah and Hajj will become easy.
Umrah and Hajj is inshallah becoming.